بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب الرجاء. This is chapter number 51. We just commenced this chapter until we had to stop. But with the fadl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we resume again today. And this is the chapter on hope. قال الله تعالى قل يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. لما نووي رحمة الله عليه brings four verses of the Holy Quran, all showing us and giving us hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this verse, Allah ta'ala addresses His servants. Allah says, O my servants who have wronged themselves, لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. Do not lose hope of the mercy of Allah. Verily Allah Ta'ala forgives all sins. Most surely He is the most forgiving and the most merciful. So this verse gives us raja in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that even though we are committing sins and we have wronged ourselves, Allah Ta'ala says we should not lose hope in His mercy because He forgives all sins. And He is most forgiving, He is most merciful. وقال تعالى وهل نجازي إلا الكفور. Allah says we punish only those who are ungrateful ones, the extremely ungrateful ones. These are the people who we punish. وقال تعالى إنا قد أوحي إلينا أن العذاب على من كذب وتولى. Allah says it has been revealed. إنا قد أوحي إلينا. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم says that most certainly it has been revealed to us from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that punishment shall be for those who reject and turn away. They reject Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They turn away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَرَحْمَتِي وَسِعَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. The fourth verse, Allah says, my mercy encompasses everything. So Allah is most forgiving. Allah is most merciful. And Allah wants us to turn to Him. Allah does not want us to turn away from Him and reject Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So despite our sins, no matter how big it may be, no matter how small it may be, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is prepared to forgive us as long as we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وعن عبادة بن صامت رضي الله عنه وقال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من شهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله وأن عيسى عبد الله ورسوله وكلمته ألقاها إلى مريم وروح منه وأن الجنة حق والنار حق أدخله الله الجنة على ما كان من العمل متفق عليه. وفي رواية لمسلم من شهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمد رسول الله حرم الله عليه النار. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that one who believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he testifies that there is no person worthy of worship except Allah, and Allah ta'ala is one, he has no partner, and that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant, his messenger, and that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is the servant of Allah and his messenger and Allah's word, and the ruh which has, and it is, he is the ruh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Jannat is true, Jahannam is true, it is a reality. Allah Ta'ala will enter this person into paradise no matter what his action may be. And this is comes in Bukhari and in Muslim, that whoever witnesses or testifies that there is no deity worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger, Allah make Jahannam haram upon him. What do we understand from this hadith? That whoever brings iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then whatever sins he commits, for the sins that he commits, he must make tawbah. He must turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he makes tawbah to Allah ta'ala, Allah pardons him, Allah forgives him. Allah does not take him to task thereafter upon the sin. And therefore, Allah will put him into Jannat and Allah will not send him to Jahannam. However, if he does not make tawbah and for the sins that he committed, then he will go into Jahannam, but he will not go into Jahannam perpetually because he testifies and he brings shahadat that there is only one Allah, he truly believes in one Allah, and that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the servant and messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This hadith, particularly the name of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, has been mentioned, that he is Karimatullah, that he is the word of Allah, because he was born by the command of Allah. Allah says, kun, be, fayakun, and he became without the intervention of a father. And this was a miracle. So we believe firmly that Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, who had a miraculous birth, he had no father. So Allah just said, kun, fayakun, and he became. Also some ulama say, because he spoke in the cradle, at the infant stage, therefore he is known as the kalima, the word of Allah. Ruh, spirit of Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala had commanded Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salatu salam to blow into Maryam alayhi salatu salam, فَنَفَخْنَا فِيهِ مِنْ رُوحِنَا. So we blew into Sayyidina Maryam alayhi salatu salam, and immediately she conceived. This was a miracle also, and therefore Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu salam is known as the Ruh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So again, this hadith, what does it do? It serves to remind us that we should never lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once we firmly have the fundamental beliefs, aqidah, our iman, we believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in His oneness, He has got no partners whatsoever. Only Allah is worthy of being worshipped, and Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His final messenger. Then after this, whatever sins we do commit, of course we should not be committing sins, but if we do slip and we do make an error, a mistake, then we should turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and repent before mort strikes us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us the jannat, and Allah will make jahannam haram upon the person. Therefore this hadith and the hadith that will follow inshallah gives us great hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala give all of us tawfiq wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah.